My dad has many problems and is far from a perfect person, far from a perfect father. That would be an understatement. But I gotta say, this man steps up and gets to work under horrible conditions, horrible health conditions. And here he is doing that. And he's always kind of done that. I want to share that because there's two types of people right now. There are the people who are like, oh my God, the coronavirus, oh my God, let's buy a year's worth of toilet paper, hoard all the food so that all the healthcare workers that have to work and all the law enforcement officers that have to work come home after their shifts. And there's nothing to buy, only the vegan food. That vegan food is left on the shelves. And there's the other people who are looking at this and saying, where's the opportunity here? Where's the opportunity for me to do something? What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and you are listening to the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm coming to you from Medellin, Colombia today, where I am stuck because there are no flights in or out of here until April 30th. So I usually say that I'm super excited to share this episode with you, but and I am, but it's mixed feelings because I just found out that my dad is in the hospital. In fact, I want to just tell it to you like this. I'm going to tell you the story of what happened. But before I do that, I want to let you know, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what Legendary Life is about. It's all about clearing up health and fitness confusion by breaking down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier life. On Real Talk Fridays, however, we dive into real life. What's going on with me? And I share that with the goal of sharing something that can help you look at your life in a different way, take action in your life in a different way, because that's ultimately what it's about. The actions that we take daily is what creates our experience of our life. So here's what happened. I was about to hop on a call with a client who just signed up with me, and I received a text message from my dad. He said, Ted, I'm having trouble reaching you on the phone. I'm in the hospital. My number works generally, but I'm not sure about overseas. I'm like, okay, are you okay? Right? Question mark, exclamation, question mark. Not really. I fell and couldn't get up for over 9 or 10 hours. Cue the I've fallen and I can't get up meme, right? And finally, Rita, which is a friend of his in Vero Beach, became alarmed by not reaching me and sent over an ambulance. Both my feet are infected, and that's one of the several things that they're working on. They do not believe I have the coronavirus, but a final test will be concluded in a day or two. Also, I'm having problems with my left knee. I'll keep you up to date, but you had better get ready with the two documents I supplied you with. He's talking about, you know, insurance documents for when, not if, but when he dies, because that's a reality. I mean, we all die eventually. And so I got that text right before I hopped on a call with a brand new client. And I want to tell you something. There's a part of me that wanted to just put my hands on my head. Oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. I can't do this call. My dad's in the hospital. I'm going crazy. Oh, I can't. I'm so sorry. I have to reschedule. There's a part of me that wanted to do that. The lesser part of me, the weak part of me, the scared part of me, the part of me that wants to live in reaction to the world, wants to live in fear and scarcity. The other part of me took over and said, fuck that. I am not a doctor. I don't even pretend to be one on TV. I can't help my dad. I looked into flights. I can't even fly out of here. And even if I could get to Vero Beach and show up at his hospital room, or show up at the hospital that he's in, they wouldn't even let me in because they're not letting people. It's not a normal situation right now. So the better part of me stepped up and said, you know what? You have a choice here. Could shrink down into scarcity, into weakness, or you can step up. And you know what I did? I chose the latter. I got on that call. I was tired. It had been a long day. I've been pulling long hours these days. And I got on that call and I did. What my goal was to give this person a shout out to you, Ashley. This was what, in case you're listening right now, this is what was going through my mind. I got on that call and I'm like, I'm going to give this person the best intro call that I could, that I've ever given anyone who's ever signed up with me. And that's what I did. And I made sure she was super clear. I stayed on that call until it was, she wanted to get off the phone. I stepped up and I served. Why? Because I had no control over what's going on with my dad. I have no control over the virus. I have no control over the flights. I have no control over the government of Colombia or the government of the United States. But what I had control of were my thoughts and my actions. And I want to give you an update because that was through text messages. Now, I went to bed that night not knowing what was going on with my dad. I didn't know what hospital he was in. And I finally figured out the next day, and then I called him. And I got through, and I'll tell you, this is what I do to my dad. I'm like, hello, Don Rice. Well, I wanted to interest you. It shows right here that your flood insurance is up for your home. And we're wondering if you'd like to renew some flood insurance because, yeah, I just started going off like that. I don't know if they had been giving him a little bit too much of the pain medication, but he was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm in the hospital right now. I'm like, Dad, because he's had a lot of ups and downs with flood insurance. We live in Miami. Actually not anymore. He lives in Vero Beach, but the flood insurance has just been a thing, you know, on several of his properties in the past. He's kind of had to downsize since then. So anyway, hopefully that was funny to you because my dad was like, sorry, I'm in the hospital right now. I'm like, Dad, how much pain medication did they give you? Why would a flood insurance person be calling you on the hospital line? He's like, well, I don't know. I got a weird call earlier. I'm like, all right. Well, you know, and I was talking to him and it turns out not only does he have these foot infections, but he has, he told me he's not only has these foot infections, which apparently are the big deal, but he also has pneumonia. It doesn't appear that he has the coronavirus, which is great because it's killing people in their 70s and 80s, especially if they have complications, other health issues, chronic illnesses, puts you at a much greater risk. I don't want to go into that right now, but that's based on a study that came out of Italy that showed 99% of the people who died in Italy had high blood pressure, or actually 75% had high blood pressure, 35% had diabetes, 33% had heart disease. They were unhealthy people. Now, listen, I'm no virologist, epidemiologist. Like I get information from good sources. I've got a background in biology. I like to think that I'm fairly well informed with who to listen to and who not to listen to. And I got some interesting information from the World Health Organization leader on this particular, you know, on the coronavirus thing, and also from Larry Brilliant, who, if you haven't seen his TED talk in 2006, Help Me Stop the Next Pandemic, from 2006, 14 years ago. I guess not enough people watch that one. Anyway, so what they said was this, like, because of the testing, the lack of testing, the numbers are much higher of people who are infected. So when they're only testing the people who show up to the hospital, it looks like a much more dangerous thing than it is. That said, I'm not trying to take away from the dangerousness, the caution that we need to have with this thing, right? Because viruses mutate, they change. So we just don't know what's going on. So back to my dad. He doesn't have it, which is great because he's in that age group and he's got congestive heart failure. He doesn't have diabetes, which is amazing. I don't know why, because he's been unhealthy for decades, in spite of me busting his balls about, you know, taking care of his health. But so he has pneumonia. He's got these infections in his feet and he fell for 9 hours on the ground. I mean, oh gosh, you know, I mean, it's like, oh fuck. Yeah, it brings up a lot of mixed emotions. But as I was talking to him, he shared this with me. In case you don't know, in case you're new to this show, my dad was an attorney for decades, long time. And he transitioned to arbitration, which is like being a judge, but outside of the court context. It's where two parties want to avoid court and they hire an arbitrator. And he's damn good at it. Even in spite of his health issues, his mind is sharp as a razor. This guy, you know, smarter than me in many ways, at least with raw brain power. I happen to be more emotionally intelligent, but that's for a different podcast. So he was working. He's like, yeah, I've got some cases. So I'm got on and did some calls and worked on some cases. That's a man who fell, who's, you know, having to deal with the coronavirus like everybody else, who's handicapped. He gets around with either a cane or a walker or an electric wheelchair. This is a guy who's in that situation, hard to care for himself. Falls partly because the infections in his feet. Infections create inflammation, turns off the muscles. He tries to take a step, he falls because his feet aren't working properly. Lays on the ground. Luckily, he has his Havanese dog, Ginger. I'm so glad he has her. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that that little dog, who's just an amazing dog, so cute and spunky, even though she's getting older, I have no doubt that that dog has literally saved his life, you know, just by providing companionship and love. So this guy lays on the ground for 9 or 10 hours. The ambulance come. He lives in Vero Beach in a gated community, so he leaves his door open. Thankfully, they didn't have to break it down. They just opened it and came inside, got him, took him to the hospital. And he's got all these problems, including pneumonia, and here he is working on stuff. So if you ever wonder where I get my mindset from, I mean, my dad has many problems and is far from a perfect person, far from a perfect father. That would be an understatement. But I gotta say, this man steps up and gets to work under horrible conditions, horrible health conditions. And here he is doing that. And he's always kind of done that. And he did it when my 9-year-old brother was kidnapped and murdered. And he did it when his wife died of a heart attack. Actually, that one was a bit tougher for him. And here he is again, having to step up. And I want to share that because there's two types of people right now. There are the people who are like, oh my God, the coronavirus. Oh my God, let's buy a year's worth of toilet paper, hoard all the food so that all the healthcare workers that have to work and all the law enforcement officers that have to work come home after their shifts. And there's nothing to buy, only the vegan food. That vegan food is left on the shelves. I think everybody's gluten intolerance problem has been solved as well. All the bread, all the pastas, all the gluten-containing foods have disappeared. So it's interesting. So the coronavirus has cured us of our gluten intolerance. And there's the other people who are looking at this and saying, where's the opportunity here? Where's the opportunity for me to do something? And not to prey on people, please. If you're one of those people, go take a short walk off a long pier. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself. And use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. Not talking about that. I'm also not talking about whether you're making money or not. I hope you're making money. I hope you're taking advantage of the situation and doing things that are good for you financially. And there are people who are doing it. I've got a client who's getting a new job. I've got clients who are well-diversified. This isn't a problem. I got a client, shout out to you, Rick Day. I had a client, Rick, who's like, I talked to him on the coaching call. This guy's all fired up. Not because he is happy that the coronavirus is happening. Nobody's happy about this, except some real sickos, right? It's like it's the cleansing of humanity. It's like, ah, shut up, you know? So, but there's an opportunity here. It's an opportunity here for us to step up as leaders. And I will tell you this, we're facing a big hill right now. Nobody knows what's going to happen. You don't know, I don't know, the experts don't know, the governments don't know. But I'll tell you this, what you can have faith in is your ability to step up and solve whatever problem comes. Now, that is a mindset. And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about all the impossible things that exist in the world right now. How about the electric light? You flip a switch and light comes on. And not only do the lights come on in your house, but there's these lines that go for miles and miles all over countries, and they're all connected to this power source, and you just walk your butt in there and flip a switch and it comes on. Imagine the people who were using candles and fireplaces, and someone came along and, look, there's this thing called the electric light, and we're going to put wires and do this. And they're like, nah, I don't think so, man. I don't see that happening. That's some crazy talk right there. How about airplanes? You and I, we get on flights and we're like, oh my God, my flight is delayed by 5 minutes. It's just so unfair. A 20-minute delay. Oh my God, we've been on the tarmac for 10 minutes. Life is just cruel and unusual. And we don't take into account that these guys, the Wright brothers, I mean, think about that. It's like, hey, listen, check this idea out. I want to fly in the air like a bird. And so I got this thing. It's kind of going to be like a car a little bit, but with these things called wings. I mean, wings, like kind of a bird, and then it's going to get enough speed and it's going to take off. And then I'm going to be flying like a bird using this contraption. What do you think? Do you want to invest in that idea? Whatever. Good luck with that. But here we are flying jets internationally. I flew 15 hours. I forget what the limit is on flights, but it's something like 15 or 16 hours. And that's what we're doing now. And think about this. okay, so here's this idea called the internet. So there's going to be this like cloud, and we're going to be able to access it from these devices that we can hold in our hands or have it in a kind of a like a little case type of situation that will open up and type on, and we'll be able to access this cloud from anywhere where there are these antennas that broadcast this signal, and we'll be able to access more information than any library or encyclopedia, any library anywhere ever. It's like all the libraries all together, all at once. What do you think about that idea? Absolutely fucking nuts. But here we are, listening to this show, me producing this show. I'm in my room here in Medellin, Colombia, and you're all over the world. We have listeners all over the world. I forget how many countries, I counted them at one time, and now I've lost track. Mostly the USA, Canada, Australia, and the UK, but all over the world, France, Germany, just in so many countries. And I want you to think about those things and the mindset that achieved them versus the mindset that so many people have right now, like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. This is going to be over. Just like SARS was over and the swine flu was over, this will be over. It's a very different situation. It's unprecedented, but it's also a historical opportunity to look around and to step up your mindset. So you don't have the resources that you had before. Okay, what can you do? How can you look at this differently? What are you feeding your mind with? Partly you're listening to this, but what else are you feeding your mind with? And what else are you doing? Because I'll tell you right now, there's never been a better time to double down on your health and fitness. And not so you lose 20 pounds in 12 weeks, like my program helps you do, but to step up psychologically, step up mentally. You've got to realize this is an opportunity. And the people who think the way I'm talking about right now are the people who are going to get out of this, get out on the other side and be in a great place. And I want to tell you this, the most important reason is this. You have people who are relying on you. You have a husband, a wife, kids, a boss, employees. You have people relying on you. So now is the time to step up and be a role model, because we catch emotions from each other. Don't you come and listen. I speak to so many people like, oh man, I really love those Real Talk Friday episodes. Those are my favorite. Thank you so much for telling me that. But why do you come and listen to these? Because I want to say, because you get a different, because you feel differently after listening, because you're hanging out with me and I have the same problems that everyone else has. Crazy childhood, the parents that could be better, all the things. I'm dealing with the coronavirus crisis, the COVID-19, but you come here because you feel different. You feel different after listening. And I want to suggest this to you. The people who interact with you, they're going to feel different after hanging out with you as well. So what are you spreading? Because it's not just the coronavirus that's contagious here. Fear, sadness, anxiety, anger, pointing fingers, victimization, that's contagious too. And guess what? The people you love the most are going to catch those emotions. How am I trying to say this? The people who you spend the most time with and love the most, your family, the people you spend the most time with, they're going to get those things from you in even greater amounts than the people who you spend less time with. Makes sense, doesn't it? So now it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you to be a role model, to show through actions, not your talk, because talk is so cheap, but through your actions that you're taking care of yourself. You're demonstrating a positive attitude. You're showing compassion. You're setting the emotional tone for the people around you to remain calm and conscientious. You lead and exemplify the values and habits that you talk about, that you say you're about. And listen, we all need to be healthier than ever, mentally, emotionally, physically, for ourselves and others. And I want to say this too. Lastly, this is not the time to shrink in fear and sit around and watch Netflix. Listen, watch your shows at the end of the night, or, you know, schedule them in. I love a good show. I've seen them all. Finished watching The Witcher. I've watched The Witcher, The Fear of the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead. I've seen them all, right? Game of Thrones, Future Man on Hulu, highly underrated, especially if you like video games. I was a big video game person for a long time. But if that's what you're mostly doing right now and you're just kind of shying away from the world, hey, listen, it's okay if you did that for a little while, but it's time to step up and skill up. Now is the time to work on yourself, because again, we got a big hill facing us. And what do you do when you have a big hill and you're riding a bike? You start to pedal hard because you need that momentum to get up that hill. Because if you just stay there at the bottom, just looking at it, being like, oh man, that's a big hill. I'm just going to go back to, let's see what's on YouTube. Oh yeah, that hill stair still there, even after that YouTube video. Let me see what's on Netflix. Let me see what's on Hulu. Let me see what's on Disney Plus. By the way, The Mandalorian was a great show, wasn't it? Can't wait for the second season. And little baby Yoda, super cute. But that hill doesn't go away. And the longer you stay at the bottom, just staring at it, not wanting to confront the elephant in the room, the hill that's before us, and to attack it, the more work you're going to have to do later. And it's going to be harder. That goes with your health too, by the way. I want to give a shout out to Wayne, because Wayne's a new client. And Wayne on the call, on the breakthrough call, said, you know, maybe this isn't the right time for me. I'm like, Wayne, to be honest, there is no right time. There's never right time for a bad thing to happen or to try to do something that takes a lot of effort. There's never a good time. It's always bad, right? It's always bad when you're bad timing, when something bad has happened. It's always bad timing when you've got to do something, right? And the difference is with something like taxes, we get our act together and make it happen because we know there's serious consequences. But with our health, we act like there's no consequences. Or with our finances, you know, we act like there's no consequences, even though, you know, you're in debt or whatever it is. It's the time to get pedaling, because now you're starting to see the consequences are real. Time to get pedaling. And it's going to be a long, steep hill in front of us. People are going to lose their jobs. People are going to lose their lives. What Giselle and I have decided to do, we're going to be donating some money every month to families in need, because we're so blessed. Actually, business is picking up a bit. It's not picking up a bit. It's just staying consistent, I would say. We're still signing up people. And I want to tell you this. This comes down to identity. What does that mean? So many of us talk a good game, but when it comes to the tough situations and how we react to them, that's where you get exposed. And that's why I'm doing this. And I shared that story about my dad today. I want to tell you what I'm doing. I didn't skip this doing this episode. I got a ton of work to do. I'm doing it all, because it's something that I can control. I can step up and serve my clients because that's in my power to do that. I can't help my dad right now other than calling him and supporting them. And I'm going to give him a call after this. And I want you to be that same way. I want you to adopt that mindset, because we need more people like that. We need more people that challenge the status quo of fear and being consumed by the media, being consumed by the uncertainty of what's happening, and shrinking down and away from the challenge instead of rising up like the leader they could be. And we all have that choice. And I want to see you make that choice as well. So I'm going to be wrapping things up right now. I hope you enjoyed this. And for those of you who have already given me your thoughts, your prayers, have said something nice about my dad, I really appreciate you. It means a lot. So I want to leave you with that thought. Who are you being right now? Not by what you say, but by your actions. What are your actions saying to your loved ones? What emotions are they catching from you? What habits are they learning from you? Things that you're proud of, or are they getting the worst parts of you? Ultimately, that's your choice. And I want you to think about that. Love you. Stay strong. Keep your head up. This will be over. This is the time to work on yourself. Look for the opportunity, and I'll speak to you soon.